Good morning and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Tuesday, March 26th. On today's show, we'll be covering the latest updates from Logo Hub and Sortly. Plus, we'll take a look at the new release from Pickaxe Studio. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a fresh development in the world of design and development tools. Logo Hub, a platform that compiles brand logos from various stock websites, was recently launched. Here to discuss this new tool is our correspondent, Abby. Can you tell us more about Logo Hub and what it offers?
Certainly, David. Logo Hub is a tool that brings brand logos from different stock websites into one place. What sets it apart is its focus on SVG format logos. Users can edit these SVG logos layer by layer and then export the finalized logo seamlessly, which can be a real time saver for designers and developers.
That sounds quite useful. Who is behind this launch?
Logo Hub is the brainchild of a developer named Daniel. He hunted and launched the product himself. It was featured on March 26, 2024, and it's the first launch from Logo Hub.
And how has the reception been so far?
Well, it's still early days, but the initial response seems positive. Logo Hub has already received 10 upvotes and has sparked a discussion with 5 comments. However, it's yet to be rated.
What potential benefits does Logo Hub offer to its users?
Logo Hub can be a valuable resource for anyone who frequently works with brand logos. By prioritizing SVG format, it allows for more flexibility and precision in editing. Users can tweak each layer of the logo to their liking and then export the final product without any hassle. This could streamline the design process and potentially save a lot of time.
Thanks for the insights, Abby. Now let's switch gears to the world of music streaming, where the ability to curate and organize playlists is key. Sortly, a new tool that allows Spotify users to sort and organize their playlists using a range of musical attributes, is making waves in the community. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. Can you tell us more about Sortly and its features?
Certainly, David. Sortly is a tool that empowers Spotify users to curate their playlists using a variety of musical attributes. These attributes range from metadata to advanced audio analysis features, including popularity, tempo, the circle of fifths, danceability, energy, and over 15 other features. It's a tool that aims to optimize the flow of music in a playlist.
That sounds like a great tool for music lovers. How does Sortly work with Spotify?
Sortly works closely with Spotify's extensive API to create these tools. The team behind Sortly has expressed their appreciation for Spotify, stating that it allows them to create tools that further empower Spotify users.
And what technology was used to build Sortly?
Sortly was built using Angular, a popular web application framework. The team chose Angular for its excellent tooling and reliable widgets, courtesy of Angular Material.
How has the community responded to Sortly?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. Sortly has a 5-star rating from 7 users on Product Hunt. It was featured on March 26, 2024, and has been followed by 27 people for updates.
Thanks for that update, Michael. Now, shifting gears to the latest in tech launches, Pickaxe has introduced Pickaxe Studio, a no-code platform for launching GPT stores. This platform allows users to sell AI tools and chatbots via paywalled subscriptions. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. Can you tell us more about Pickaxe Studio and its features?
Certainly, David. Pickaxe Studio is designed to simplify the process of launching GPT stores. It's a no-code platform, which means users don't need any programming knowledge to use it. They can sell AI tools and chatbots through paywalled subscriptions. The platform also allows users to deploy tools, set usage limits, monitor activity, and more.
And who are the creators behind Pickaxe Studio?
Pickaxe Studio is the brainchild of Mike Gioia, Nathaniel Mahowald, and Stephen Allen Asuncion. They launched the platform on March 26, 2024.
What sectors does Pickaxe Studio cater to?
Pickaxe Studio is primarily targeted at the artificial intelligence, e-commerce, and no-code sectors. It's designed to make it easier for individuals and businesses in these sectors to launch and manage their GPT stores.
What has been the response to Pickaxe Studio so far?
The platform has been well received, with 11 upvotes on Product Hunt. Users have praised its simplicity and the fact that it's a no-code platform, making it accessible to a wide range of users.
Thanks for the insight, Celeste. Now, let's switch gears to a solution that's making waves in the world of web design. Bentigrid's custom components are promising to make creating beautiful, responsive layouts less of a headache, even when coding is involved. Here to tell us more about this is James, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. So James, what exactly is BentoGrid.dev offering here?
Well, David, BentoGrid.dev is essentially offering a tool that allows users to craft beautiful, responsive layouts in seconds without the need for coding. This is achieved through their custom BentoGrid components.
And how do these custom components work?
The components feature an easy-to-use API that allows users to seamlessly integrate their own content. This means that users can create their dream website without having to worry about the complexities of coding.
That sounds like a game changer for those who want to create their own websites but lack coding skills. How can users start building with BentoGrid.dev?
Users can start building with BentoGrid.dev today. The platform is designed to be user-friendly, so even those with little to no experience in website design can use it to create their dream website.
James, thanks for sharing that promising development in the field of website design. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.